Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Today we start a series. A new series. We're supposed to do this before the anniversary, the Worship Harvest anniversary. Talking of anniversaries, let me present to you my wife of 21 years. Our marriage is now mature. It can drink beer. Sit. I had a marriage. I pray for you that your marriage will last and that you'll overcome every challenge. Stick together. You know what God spoke to me on our 21st anniversary is that there are some things that change and there are some things that must not change. Yeah. And you have the tactic is to embrace the things that change. Okay? Change is a constant. So you just embrace it and hold on to the things that don't change, like your commitment, like Christ. Okay? Like the community. If you do marriage alone, you'll be miserable. Yeah, so the other Sunday is fireplace. You should come. Amen. So I was telling you, we were supposed to do this series then. I sort of feared you guys. I said, how will they take this series? So I brought up other topics which were nicer. This is very nice. But then I had a very powerful dream about it this week. So I said, forget what we have been doing. We are going to start this series. And the series is The Power of Remembrance. Yeah, from Bishop Doug's book, Those Who Forget. Can I have a picture of the book, Those Who Forget? All right, that's the book. Now, we are not teaching just from the book. The book is from the scriptures. But because he has done the hard work of figuring out those who forget, so we also learn from it. Amen. So you're going to enjoy it. Let me warn you ahead of time, this is not an ice cream series. Yeah. This is good food. Greens, Katunkuma. This is Dr. Kasenene's stuff. Very good for your spirit. Yeah, so this is not an ice cream series. You may find yourself not shouting and jumping up and down off the seat saying, go, man of God, you're blessing me. I'll be blessing you. But you may be like, hey, how did he know about me? It's getting personal. Eesh. Those who forget. Now, 2 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to meet after 30 years. Oh, I'm still young. Who's that one? What? Who said 30? Who? I had the opportunity to meet after 30 years. Yeah, the man who led me to Christ when I was in school. I was in senior 2 and he was in senior 4. And how did it get to this? Because many of you, you never looked for the person who led you to Christ. But it was from this, reading these things from Bishop Doug, that we often forget the important things, the important people. So when we're looking at different kinds of fathers in the book, Those Who Honor You, your heavenly father, Some of you don't know you have different kinds of fathers, so I could as well teach you this part also. You have your heavenly father, the one who knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. That's father one. Two, you have your earthly natural father, the one who was responsible for your conception. Hey, look, your mother may be Mary, but... Oh, let me leave it there. Yeah. And some people haven't even got it. What a shock. When I say what a shock, you say what a shock. What's going on? What a shock. So your earthly father. Three is your substitute father. The person who took up your father's responsibilities when your father could not carry those responsibilities. Either they went to heaven or they were away. They did a job that kept them on the sea. Or they were just not able. So you know you're those uncles, those aunties. And for some of you, your substitute father is your mother. Your mother was your everything. So when we are trying to sing to Jesus, "You're my everything," you're just seeing your mother's face instead of Jesus. So I have a friend who calls his mother Mafaza, because it was more, yeah. That's three. Four is your father-in-law. Oh yes, your father-in-law is a father to you, because you became one flesh with your wife. Okay. So those of you who are into father-in-law and mother-in-law gifs and stickers, stop it. Yeah. So then you have your father-in-law. Then you have your father in Christ. That's the person who led you to Christ. You were a hardcore certified sinner. And then they came and preached to you, and you became hardcore certified righteousness of God, just like that. Your father in Christ. Then there's your spiritual father, the person who taught you the essentials. Are we together? Are we together this side also? What a shock. Sound team, this speaker is off, and probably the other one too. So the guys on the sides, they are like hearing me as if I'm from the neighbor. Sound team, I need a sign that someone has heard or understood or anything like that. On it. Hey, the guys in the booth are hard. No, zero communications. Yeah, so these speakers are off. They need to be on. Where were we? Spiritual father. So that's a person who taught you. For me, so that my father in Christ is that person I'm telling you I met last week after 30 years. My spiritual father would be someone like Patrick Mienda. When I was in campus, he taught me everything. Tithing, praying, not fornicating. Oh yeah, some of the things, if they don't teach you, you find yourself all over the place, casting your seeds everywhere. Oh no, we jam. So that was sort of my spiritual father. Then you have your father in the ministry. Sometimes they will call them your father in the Lord. The person who really like brought you into the ministry. Yeah, that's for me, Uncle Ben. And Auntie Joy, and then many others that God has used since that time. My father's in the ministry, Uncle Ben and Auntie Joy, Andrew Womack. Yeah, when I knew nothing about the new covenant. Guys, that side, are you happier now? It's better. Nothing has gone on yet. Can we appreciate Mark Josh as he works live too?
fix things. So Father, so I hope the others also are on. So there's your father in the ministry, or would be like, they usually say father in the Lord, like, yeah. And then you have a father of a church. You had a person who started a church. They may not be the one who taught you everything, but if they hadn't started the church, then the one who taught you whatever they taught you will not have had the space to teach you whatever they taught you. Oh yeah, I'm not apologetic about these things. Yeah. Because it says, do you know the last verse of the Old Testament? The last two verses. Let me show them to you. Last two verses of the Old Testament are coming up. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Everywhere where things look like it is a cursed ground, like things are difficult, it's orphanhood. Yeah, orphanhood is bad. Yeah, there are people who carry a theory that from what Jesus taught, call no one father on earth and call no one teacher. You have one teacher, you have one father. And I think he meant that you should not recognize anyone else as. But then Paul would be wrong, who called Timothy his dear son, and he told the Corinthians, you have your father. And between you and I think we can now all agree that Paul knows more than you. That's why your books are not in the New Testament. It's getting personal. We ended on which father? Father of the church. Then the father of a movement. Like people who God uses to unleash a whole new stream of understanding. Like Abraham from the scripture would be a father of a movement. Father of faith. People like Kenneth Hagin, they are fathers of movements. The word of faith. Are we together? There are people who fathered. Billy Graham would be a father of a movement of public evangelism. Oh, thank you for that astounding whatever. And then the last and worst type is your father of sin. The person who introduced you to a certain sin that became a yoke in your life. The person who brought you that magazine with naked pictures the first time and you got hooked onto pornography. That's your father of sin. The person who gave you your first joint and you were so high, water was coming from the ground up like this. Someone told me that they took a joint and the water was coming from down. They went to shower, but water was coming from down up. Yeah. That's your father of sin. You have to avoid them. Avoid them. He walks with the wise will be wise also. But the companion of fools shall be destroyed. I'm teaching better than you're listening. So I was saying, 2 weeks ago I met my father in Christ. And it brought me so much joy. But I was unable to do that because I started learning about remembrance. And I started looking for him. It took me about 4 years to find this person. So, we humans, we are into forgetting. We are into forgetting the people God has used, forgetting God, even Israel. The whole time they keep telling them, do not forget. Are you there? Why does it look like I'm by myself here? You're where? You know, if you're there, do you know what you should do? You should, when you're alive, you move and you make sounds. Yeah. If you just sit in one seat and be as if you are dead, What a shock. Oh, yeah. So I introduced you to our friends from Dubai. We also have our friend, Pastor Michael Chris from Kainos Church, London. You're welcome. Good to see you. Ah, even you, when you plant a church in London, we will make an effort that we're coming. Yeah. But your missional community in Chalwajala is not expanding and you're seated there. What a shock. Anyway, sit down. You're welcome. Where were we? Human beings are into forgetting. But you see, those are the people who didn't come. That's why you had to flip the thing and say, remembrance, the power of remembrance. But people forget. People forget God. People forget people who helped them. People forget people who paid for them school fees when your parents could not pay. People forget the landlord who had mercy on you and forgave you rent. I one time stayed in a house.
One time.
I didn't pay rent for 4 months. I don't know whether I should tell you why I didn't pay or I shouldn't tell you. The governors at the back seem like they don't want to hear why I wasn't. I couldn't pay because I didn't have the money. I didn't have the money. Oh yeah. There was more month at the end of the money. What a shock. Yeah, you look at people and you think they have always done well. No. You better serve God. But my landlord was the late Archbishop Mpala Nkoyoyo. I never stopped talking about it. What a landlord! They never even sent one reminder to say, Mutabanyi, rent. Nothing. Of course, later on we paid, but I never forgot. The day Nkoyoyo died, I had to write a tribute in honor of him. His grace, the Archbishop Mpala Nkoyoyo, was my landlord. 4 months. Who has had mercy on you that you've forgotten? Who helped you that you have forgotten? So, you see, Jesus, he instituted the Last Supper. Do you know the purpose? He tells it to us. It's in the scriptures. He said, do this as often as you do it. What? In remembrance. He knew the nature of human beings. And he said, for you guys, I'm going to go up there and be beaten for you guys and die and resurrect, and you can be there and you forget me. Now, you have to eat this cabaret every time and drink that drink, depending on which denomination you are. It can have varying volumes of alcohol, but you have to check it. What? For what purpose? To remember. That's the whole point. To remember. Because we forget. Oh, yes. Our friend Junaid is here with his family. I always embarrass them when I ask them to stand, but I can't help it. Please. These are the directors of Andrew Mark Ministries in Uganda. Oh, yeah. I cannot forget that my marriage was failing. Yesterday we celebrated 21 years. But there would be no 21 years of marriage if it wasn't for Andrew Womack and the discipleship evangelism course. My marriage was failing. The ministry was failing. Everything wasn't working out until JK. That's why every time JK is in a room, anywhere I'm speaking, I introduce him. He introduced the discipleship evangelism course, which changed our lives forever. Who have you forgotten? Which auntie have you forgotten? Which uncle have you forgotten? People even forget their parents. One time, a certain man who was successful and busy, decided to take his father to an old people's home. He was tired of taking care of his father. You know? Because now we are trying to become a developed country. So one day you may find there's a place where they say you can deposit your parents if you're tired of taking care of them, as if boarding school for old people who can't remember their names. So he happened to take the father with the grandson, his son. And the son was not happy that they were taking his papa to this boarding, where there is no studies. And so when they were coming back, they were so quiet. And the father asked the boy, what's up? What's your problem? He said, I've just seen where I will take you when you're old. You reap what you sow. If you sow forgetfulness, you reap forgetfulness. But that's not the nature of God. The unrighteousness of people who forget. I'm preaching from Bishop Doug's book, which is from most of the scriptures. I told you this is not a candy and ice cream sermon. This is katunkuma, greens, bitter berries. What else does Dr. Kasenene recommend? Beetroot. Cucumber. So you're expecting sugar in the thing. Zero. It's just healthy. So people who forget are unrighteous. According to Hebrews 6:10. It says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So he says, God is not unrighteous to forget, which means forgetting is unrighteous. Often in church, when we talk of sins, we talk of the big four from the Ten Commandments. Lying, stealing, fornicating, and murder. Guys, the church is quiet too early. We still have a few minutes to finish this sermon. If this is how you're going to treat this message, I might also hold a personal demonstration. The big four. They say, you are looking for a sinner. Let me take you to one. Usually you're looking at these four things. This is how you know, you have arrived at a sinner. The guy is a liar. Yeah. Never tells the truth. Bible says the devil is the father of what? Lies. It also says he has been a murderer from the beginning. And that when he lies, he's operating within his own what? Resources. That's why you shouldn't be a liar. Yeah. You see, lying is one of the most dangerous sins because it sounds casual, because the effects are not immediate. But over time, you find yourself in a difficult place because of telling lies. So you and lies, just say goodbye to lies. Yeah, permanently. Eesh. Anyway, big four. Lying, stealing. Can you imagine being married to a thief? Things keep disappearing in the house. You think it is someone else. Kumba, it is your person. Your personal person. Far from you. Fornication. That seems like the sin of the generation. Yeah, people's zips don't work. I'm saying people's zips seem like they are not working. People need a zip lock. You need a zip padlock. Should walk around with a tricycle. With a chain. When someone tries to put their hand around, they say, hey baby, they just find there's a padlock there. I'm a pastor, so you can look at me like that. but I will not be intimidated. Yeah, I'm the one dealing with these things in my office, so let me deal with them now. Solex. You need a Solex, brother. And when you've put a ring on it, you can unlock and throw away. Put a ring on it. 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 I said put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. Put a ring. Put a ring on it. 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 Why are we saying all of this? Because some brothers are driving around without a driving permit. Saying, I love you, I love you, I love your baby. No, 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 no. The Bible definition of love includes a commitment. And once you put a ring on it, you get that driving thing and you keep going only one direction. Put a ring on it. 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 All right, all right, all right. We even have mass wedding for those who are struggling with your budgets. Sit down. My time, my time, my time. What was the point? Fornication. Fornication. Yes, are you married? We are married in our own way. No, there is no marriage in your own way. Yeah, there is only one way to be married. Covenant. Here in the presence of God and his people. Among many witnesses. And then you march out. You leave your soul ex here. And we say, now go and... Yeah. Freestyle. Does your neighbor look like they are under conviction? Why aren't they smiling? A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, so those are the big sins in church. Murder, what? But we're forgetting. We just come in here and lift holy hands, O Lord, to worship you. You have forgotten. You have forgotten. And says, God is not unrighteous to forget. So forgetting is a big sin. Oh, yeah. I stand by my teaching. Point two. People who forget are unrighteous and do not have the nature of God. In your spirit, you may be like God. If you're born again, you're world to all Holy Ghost. If you haven't read Spirit, Soul, and Body by Andrew Womack, you should, to help you. Because when I teach these things, some people start getting confused. The pastor said, I'm not righteous. But he says I'm the righteousness of God. Now what should I believe? Yes, you are the righteousness of God who is behaving like unrighteousness. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, if you're the righteousness of God, behave like it. Yeah. Have the nature of God. God's nature is to remember. The nature of people is to forget. They forget. They forget people. That's why I have in my office pictures of Uncle Ben and Auntie Joy. I can never forget. Pictures of Andrew Womack. Pictures of Mike Breen. We even named a whole cafe after Mike Breen. People come here and think he's going to finance the building. No, nothing, zero. It's to remember that without that man, we wouldn't have the wisdom of missional communities upon which this church is built. So when you see Mike, please, this is just for those of you, when they ask you, who is that man? You say, I sat down now. I think, no, he's the person we learned missional communities from. And we thought it is worth enough to name a cafe after him, because right now we have 2,150 missional communities in Worship Harvest. I have a picture of John Maxwell, Land Leadership, Harvest Institute. Picture of Bishop Doug. Picture of Matt Miller, who came and taught us church planting. Amen. Amen. It's the nature of God. Even as I'm preaching, you see, I may not give you all the points because you don't need them. What I want you to be thinking about as I'm preaching is to write down names of people that you need to go back and call and text and send a gift, or to go and visit them and say thank you for your contribution to me. Three, people who forget are unrighteous and are cursed to wither. Oh yeah. You see, I was in senior five. Okay? I was going to the great school, Busoga College, Mwiri. Those of you whose school starts with, I don't know how many hills, blah, blah. Yeah. Established 1911. Well, they call that history. Yeah, some of your schools no longer exist. They sold the land to some investor. And even what they promised to build, they didn't build. So it's not my problem. So don't be annoyed. Don't get annoyed. Get anointed. So I was going to senior five. My mother had told me to go back to the same school where she used to pay in potatoes and beans, and I refused. I changed the choice without her knowledge, because I was leaning into my destiny. Now she was stuck. She didn't have the money. You had to pay everything before you go. And we were stuck. And my sister here, Auntie Ruth, and her husband, now that I'm grown up, I can understand the implications. Because when I look at how they lived and the amount of money they gave me to go for first term, it was a big sacrifice. Yeah. So for me, that's why you can't point your nose at her and I let you off the hook. Yeah. With her husband, Dr. Isoba, we got the money like this, I remember. Gave it to me. And with my older sisters, Auntie Sarah, went back to her house with the money to go to school. Yeah. Meanwhile, you are self-made, eh? Fire. Self-made where? You know yourself that you're not self-made. Yeah. The whole village raised you. Yeah. This one brought the dress. This one brought the porridge. This one brought the what? The shoes. You were a project. Community project. Those people are on their way to children's church. So relax. Don't think we have been overtaken. I can't forget. Look, I may not... I'm terrible at many things. But God has helped me to not forget the people that he has used. People forget are unrighteous and are cursed to wither. Job 8, 11 to 13. Let's use the NKJV because this is too much for some people. Can the papyrus grow without a marsh? Can the reeds flourish without water? While it is yet green and not cut down, it withers before any other plant. So are the paths of all who forget God. And the hope of the hypocrite shall perish. Those who forget God. God helped you. You were there praying. And God helped you. And now you forget. You know, in Jeremiah, 2:32. He says that, can a bride forget her attire? Yet my people forget me, have forgotten me days without number. Can a bride forget her attire? Like those of you who are married and those of you who want to get married, the ladies, what is the one thing? Look, for the girls, change anything but the gown. Yeah, if you want woe, touch the gown for the wedding. Oh yeah, if you want to serve white rice instead of brown rice, Yeah. If you want green flowers instead of red flowers, but the gown. Oh yeah, battle royal. People import gowns, I don't know from what country, just footwear, like 5 hours. The wedding starts at 11, you're done by 9, 10 hours. Meanwhile they change. Changing dress at 5. So so it's only 6 hours. Now yeah, the money involved, they have shipped the thing. I don't know this one. What are the brands nowadays? Okay, sorry. It's getting personal. So people will fight. But he says, it's absurd for a person to forget God. It is as absurd as a bride forgetting her attire. Yeah. You wake up on the Saturday of the wedding. You are going to the saloon. And then you ask the girl, where is the gown? She says, wait a minute. Gown. I didn't think about a gown. It will not happen. I can tell you that you'll never hear that. But people forgetting God. 4. Unrighteous people are not conscious of the dangers of forgetting. He says in Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat, we wept when we remembered Zion, we hung our harps upon the wailers. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. They that conquered us, give us NKJV. Required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Do you know that in the New Testament language, Jerusalem is the church? It says you have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. I told you this is not ice cream and candy message. So I warned you in advance. So I don't know why you're looking at me like that. Have you ever been taken to the clinic? Then when they inject you, you hate the nurse. And yet she's trying to save your health. Don't shoot the messenger. Now, give us a run on that keyboard. Who else wants to try? Okay. Yeah, let everyone focus on their area. Now, it says, may my right hand forget her cunning. Can you imagine your right hand forgetting to do what you do well? It's unthinkable that if you're a pianist, your right hand, you come one day and you don't remember the chords. Or if you're a surgeon, you come and you don't remember how to use the scalpel. Or if you're a basketballer, you come one day and you cannot dribble. You cannot throw if I forget you. Jerusalem, the city of God, let my right hand. That's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to forget. I hope by now we are on the same page. I can start closing. Point five, unrighteous people forget God when they are full, when they have houses, and when they are rich. Deuteronomy 8, 12 to 14. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built goodly houses and dwelt therein. It says, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God. When you see, this is what has happened to Europe. Yeah. They got full and they forgot God. And the consequences, because now their population is being wiped out, they are being replaced by people from other continents. That's why it says, when you forget, you wither away. Don't think you just wither like now in a moment. When they told Adam, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. He didn't collapse and die. But 900 years later, he was no more. When Europe rejected God, the continent just didn't close. But go there now. Every neighborhood has people from Turkey, Iran, Iraq, North Africa, Uganda. Yeah. Instead of the people that belong to that country. They are withering away. For forgetting God. And don't think we are better than them. I feel like surgery is taking place. Ah! In the coming Sundays, we'll talk about what you can do. To remember, today is diagnosis and clearing the land for the planting of the seeds. So when you're full, do you know it's very easy to think about God when you're hungry? Oh yeah, hunger focuses you on eternal things instantly. That's why fasting is good for you. In this church, we fast every Wednesday. Do you know who you don't think about when you're full? God. When you're satisfied, you forget. You forget people. You forget God. Thank you, Lord. And meanwhile, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I will never forget you. He says, can a mother forget her what? Her baby? Is that not what he says in Isaiah? And says, I will not forget you. Can you imagine someone loving us that much and we just spit on him and tell him how he doesn't exist? He says, those who honor me, I'll honor. And those who despise me will be lightly esteemed. That's God. You see, God, it's a professional hazard to be God. You sign up to be forgotten by people you have given life and blessings. That's what it means to be God. That's why there's only one God and you're not him. You can't handle. Worship of us. When you have built those houses, when you're full, when there's money in your account, you know, when people become wealthy, they forget God. That's why you find that most of the people who tithe are the people who earn little salary. The people who make real bucks, they say, that's too much money for me to tithe. Meanwhile, you were praying for a breakthrough. God brought the business. Now, you're too big to tithe. Now you're too big to serve on that guest experience team. Like me, hold me. How do I stand there smiling and welcoming people with placards? Your hair looks good. What are those things you guys hold? You make babies smile. I love your smile. You look amazing today. And you're like me when I'm the CEO of my own anthill. You're not the first. Yeah. You're just, but for the grace of God, you're just a breath away from lack of not existing. But for the grace of God. So humble yourselves. We must humble ourselves. Don't become too important to go to church. You see me, I've been going to church from when I was a little kid. When I was in boarding school, it was compulsory. Holiday, it was compulsory because of mother. I went to Makerere. I started going to St. Francis. I went to St. Francis 10 years regularly. Many of those years, I would arrive at church before 7 and leave after 10 p.m., before 7 a.m. And then I left to start this church. You can't throw rain on my testimony. I've served God. Now, you don't be like, They ask you, can you join the worship team? Then they say, do you know how much money I make? Have they said that to be on the worship team, the money has to be... Isn't Sinach on the worship team? Do you make more money than her? Do you make more money than Israel Houghton? Do you make more money than Sissy Winans? But she's on the worship team. You, when they raised your pay from 1.7 million to 2.2 Uganda shillings. Let me move this side. That's when he said, I got a 500,000 raise. My tenor is gone. My tenor is gone. Even when I try to sing, it doesn't come out. What a shock. Your tenor is gone because you got money. That's foolishness. Let's call it what it is. That's foolishness. In fact, if I was not in the spirit, I would call it worse names like idiocy. But let's end at foolishness. So I want to celebrate all the worship team members who come here and dance for the Lord. Now, when you look at them, some of you think these are nobodies. These are CEOs. These are people with serious, their mothers, their... Yeah. They sing for the Lord. Their husbands, their wives, they have responsibilities in this world. But you, when they added 30K on your weekly... No. No one has given me any bitter drinks. I'm just preaching. 6 unrighteous people forget are often proud. In Deuteronomy 8, it says, Your hand be lifted up, heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God. It's pride. People are so proud nowadays, they even have pride matches. I'm saying people are so proud, they even have pride matches. Forgotten God, and their populations are plummeting. They are being replaced by outsiders. You shall not go that way. Did I say I'm finishing? Unrighteous people don't remember anyone when they become wealthy. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is who gives you power to get wealth. What happened when... You see, money affects people's brains negatively. They just become... And I want you to be wealthy, really. But I want you to understand the purpose of wealth. Because when people become wealthy, they start getting these imaginations of how important they are. It's an imagination, my friend. Look, you are not even in Forbes, Uganda. It doesn't even exist. Now, who told you? What is Forbes? Bill Gates said, nothing fails like success. Because successful people are duped into thinking that they have arrived. Nothing fails like success. Yeah. Be like Abraham, who served God. And the Bible says, the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. It says, Abraham was rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. But he was a man of God. Be a wealthy man of God who serves on the parking team. Yeah. In the rain. Move, reverse. Meanwhile, your net worth is a few million dollars. But you're there telling someone to reverse their Toyota Karibu. Stop. Yeah, that's just good. Welcome to church. Yeah, but the person controls a lot of wealth. That's what it means to serve God. Yeah, don't think parking team is for people who lack employment. Meanwhile, all the people you find on the parking team, they are all heavy hitters in their field. Me, sometimes I look at them and I'm shocked. I'm like, this person is on the parking team. What a shock. Meanwhile, you just bought a new tire for your bicycle, but you don't want to. We stick to the parking team examples. Gali Hero. Roadmaster. Raleigh. Now they tell you like, do you know me? Do you know what I ride? You guys, my time is up. Are you understanding? Yeah. Unrighteous people, they forget their covenants and agreements. Yeah. You see, when you are into forgetting, you start by forgetting what seems like little things. You start forgetting big things. Oh, yeah. You must have covenants. Marriage covenants. Don't just find someone in the band, you start sleeping together. Yeah. Dating, courtship, marriage. Give me my song. Yeah. Oh, baby. Baby, I love you. Oh, baby. When I see you, you make my heart go do. Hey, yeah. You make my heart go do. Oh, baby. When I look in your eyes, I feel lost. I said, oh, baby. You make my heart go do. You make my heart go do. Hey! I say, you make my heart go do. Ah! You make us collect money for introduction, kuchana, wedding. We buy dresses. We put on fake hair. to come to your wedding. Eyelashes which don't exist. Huh? Be careful what you see. You may think it's natural. Hey. Hey, baby. When I see you, baby. Hey, hey. I say, you make my heart go choo choo choo. Then 6 months later, you're telling us it's complicated. We are no longer together. What do you mean you're no longer together? After all our money, all the food, all the contributions, we sang songs, and you're telling us you're not together? Where are you? We are not compatible. What? What do you mean you're not compatible? I thought one is a man, one is a woman. People forget. Now, I'm finishing. But let me finish with this point. Because I feel like it touches many people here. Even those on the gallery who are pretending to be in another church. So, you know when people fall in love, this revelation came to me a few years ago. It's usually when you're young, typically. Yeah, first forget those who want to first wait until I don't know what I'm waiting for. It's when you're young. You met in college. Okay, university for the Ugandans. Your boss broke. You are thin like this. You go and look at your wedding pictures. Then, I don't go there. I keep going. So you do the whole thing. And then you start succeeding. Typically for the guy, when you start making some money and you meet those girls at the office who sing your praises and are thinner than your wife because your wife has had 7 children and they haven't started. You can't stop me from giving my example, even if you look at me like that. Hey! Hey! Now you start saying, I don't feel we are compatible anymore. After 3 children, you are now not compatible. How did you get 3 children if you are not compatible? What method did you use? We have irreconcilable differences. From who? I thought you are Christians. You know, it's all the sin of forgetting. When the girl took a chance. You know, when my wife married me, I was making 150,000 shillings a month. Uganda shillings, those who are watching, it's not one USD. UGX. That's why I told you we took 4 months without paying rent at one point. You are now starting to paint the picture. Now you are wondering, how did you pull off the wedding? We made people pay to enter. Yeah, you had to buy a card to attend my wedding. Yeah, where am I going to get money to feed you? Hey. Some of you want first buy a helicopter before getting married. I jebale you. And some of you, the reason you don't even bother, and even when we try to tell you, because you're already testing things illegally. You're driving without a driving permit. So all our words are falling on deaf ears. Even when there is mass wedding, zero cost, you're like, We want our own. But you already have three children. Which one do you want of your own? You're here for it. So you start succeeding. You start coming home late. Some days you don't even come back. I'm told some husbands can disappear for like 3 days. Me, I don't know how people do these things. Yeah. Which prayer mountain? Nothing. 3 days, they don't know where the person is. They are not picking their call. Yeah, my middle name is Jonah. A fish swallowed me. Husband, go back home. Remember that girl believed you when you had nothing. Now you have some 2-3 houses. You're behaving like are we together? I'm preaching better than you're listening. Hey! Now the girls. The other side of the coin. You know, there's the boys. Eh? The boys, when they start making money, they start misbehaving. They are like, not accountable. Look, if you, let me tell you something. The more successful you become, the more accountability you must seek. Otherwise, success can destroy you if you have no head over you. Now, the girls. Now, in church, the girls pretend to be the innocent ones. Like, all the bad things happening are because of the boys. Now, meanwhile, all the prayer meetings, what was the prayer item? I need a husband. Pray for me. I need a husband. Hey, we pray. Lebaka, lemada, mekete, libaka. We are supposed to be praying for the salvation of nations, but we have suspended that. We are praying for you to get a husband. Liba, Zika, Lord, remember our sister. Give her a man. Give her a godly man. Give her a man of God. Yeah. And then one day, we even pray specific prayers like, open the eyes of the brothers, Lord. And then one day, a brother's eyes get opened. Suddenly, ding! Then they look and see something they've never seen before. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. So they enter this song. I say, oh, baby. We've always been together in the fellowship, but I'd never seen you like this. The way you pass out those, what do we pass out? Yeah. The way you carry the offering basket reminds me of Jesus. The way you dance for the Lord. I feel something good is going, oh baby. You make my heart go too, too, too. So the brother goes through all the requirements to fulfill the righteousness. So they bring the girl here. Bridal shower, what? We finish, you sign, they go. Now, meanwhile, the one who used to pray, for God, give me a husband. She reaches home. She becomes the boss mama. She has forgotten her humble beginnings when she didn't have a husband. Now everything is for convincing her and begging her, cajoling her, beseeching her, compelling her, exhorting her. Let me tell you, in church, You know, in the world, it's the men who misbehave. In the world, the men have too much power in the marriage. In church, the girls have too much power in the marriage. Because the men, they can't do anything. In the world, you mess with a guy, he will go and get two other women. In the church, the brother has to continue singing tenor. And meanwhile, the girl has become a big mama at home. Important things are not happening. We are just begging her, please, the brother is struggling. The Bible says, don't burn, marry. Now he's married, but he's burning because you are not, you know. What? When they tell her, why are you wearing sackcloth? Sackcloth, that dress, you don't look good in that dress. It's like sackcloth. It's, it's my dress. I like it. I'm comfortable in this dress. You go to bed in overalls, blue overalls, with a helmet, with a padlock. Who is that one? You're making the brother struggle. Who chose you? When all the brothers were passing you by and not seeing you, this brother chose you. And you've forgotten. Now you just sit there and watch TV. The person comes in, nothing like welcome home, honey. Forget even the honey part. Just welcome home. Even when you're there, he fidgets with the door and opens it with his own key. You can't even go to open for him. And then he walks in, you're still on your TV show watching. He walks in as if a goat has just entered the room. Because now you have the remote of the TV which he bought. Those who forget. Do you know how our marriages are going to work? Everyone remember. The guys must remember how that girl believed in you when no one can believe in you. The girls must remember how that guy chose you when all the other guys deceived you and told you they would marry you. They didn't marry you. You only found out in a text he was already interested in someone else. Stand up, everyone. Are you understanding? Aha. Tell your neighbor one thing you have learned and one thing you're going to do. Yeah, it's a real conversation. One thing you've learned, one thing you're going to do. Amen. Have we understood? Okay, I'm going to ask us for a moment. Just don't walk around. We are closing the service. Let's just be still in the presence of God. Thank you, Father, for your kindness that our hearts, we are bound to forget you and others that you've used in our lives, and yet you have pledged to never leave us, to never forsake us. And for that, we are grateful. And we bring ourselves right now to you and say, Lord, have your way in us. Have your way in us. Soften our hearts and cause us to be like you. We thank you. And friends, if you've never given your life to Jesus, this is a great moment, because God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. People may leave you. People may forget you, but in eternity, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And as everyone is praying and you're here, you're saying, Pastor, I have never given my life to Jesus. we would be honored to welcome you into the family of God, to pray with you as you accept and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. So as everyone is praying, if you're that person, I want you to shoot your hand up and say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus right now, today. Today. I recognize His love for me. I recognize His grace in my life. I recognize the things He's done for me. And I'm giving my life to Him. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. Do not be ashamed of Him. All right, I'm hearing hand claps. Is there a hand? Keep it up until I see it. Wherever you are. Yes. God bless you. Someone else, you're saying, pray for me, Pastor. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to the one who will never leave me. Thank you. Wherever you are, if you're that person, just walk to the front where I am. Just come quickly. I would like to shake your hand. I would like to pray with you. Yes, come. Just start walking. Don't fear. Don't fear anyone. Come. Don't leave her alone. Come with her. Anyone else? God bless you, my sister. Thank you for coming. Stay right here with me. Anyone else? Ask your neighbor if they want you to come with them. And then you walk with them all the way here. Ask them, have you given your life to Jesus? If you haven't, tell them, I will go with you. There's nothing to fear. Commitment to Jesus is not commitment to this church. It is simply commitment to Jesus. Amen? Amen. Because this church didn't die for you, but Jesus died for you. Hey, we have some young people coming. Oh, yes. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. May you never be forgotten. My sister, can I shake your hand? May you always be remembered. Remembered. Since the message today is about the power of remembrance, as you acknowledge Jesus publicly, may men acknowledge you publicly. As you acknowledge Jesus publicly, may people rise up for you publicly. As you remember the Lord your God, may people remember you in Jesus' name. Thank you, my sister. God bless you. More people, come. These very bold people have opened the gate for us. So now you can just come boldly. Take one step at a time and come. I'm waiting for you. Jesus is calling. You don't have to walk alone. You don't have to live alone. In this harsh world where people forget people, you don't have to have that as your experience. Just come. Oh, God bless you. Just come. Hey, Jesus is calling you. Hey. Come. We are going to wait for you. Yeah. Jesus. Hey. How wonderful your name. You mean so much to me now. That I see you as you are. There's no better thing for me to do now than to get to know you more. Jesus, how wonderful your name. This is the last boarding call for playing Jesus. Jesus. Welcome, my sister. Wonderful your name. Just come from wherever you are. Yeah, you mean so much. From upstairs, you can't come. You are. There is no better thing for me to do now than to get to know you more. Jesus, how wonderful your name. Let's sing it one more time. As people come to receive Jesus. Jesus, God bless you. How wonderful your name, yeah. You mean so much to me now. Oh, there is no better thing to do now. Oh. How wonderful your name. Now, can you pray with me? Just pray after me. Can we pray with them so they don't feel alone? Just put your hand in your chest and say, Lord Jesus, today I come to you. I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for remembering me. Today, I declare that I'm born again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I will serve you all my days. Amen. Can we celebrate them? Very powerful people. Can we go with Pastor Steve here? You're just going over here to write your name so that we can be praying for you. Are you blessed by this message? Are you going to remember the people you must remember? Oh, yes. So thank you, Father. May God bless you. May He cause His face to shine on you and give you peace. May He uphold you. Regardless of whatever difficulties, may God uphold you. May this be a week of favor. May this be a week of remembrance. May all the seeds you've sown, good seeds, bring forth fruit. May God have mercy on you. All the bad seeds you've sown, may they be forgiven in Christ, because they are forgiven in Christ. And may you see the fruit of your faith as you walk in freedom, in health, in joy, in peace. May we hear good news from your household constantly. May there always be good news from your house. May God protect you. May God anoint you with fresh oil. May the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Holy Spirit, be strong and evident wherever you are. May He give His angels charge of you to keep you in your ways every day. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen.
For listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555. We're taking territory.